Welcome to The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis. I am your host, Cicely Davis.
Welcome back, American Savages, to The Savage Truth. You know who I am, Cicely Davis. Super excited to have you join me yet again for another episode, episode 94, Rick.
Yes.
94 and counting. Super excited to have you join me, y'all. Now, I'll be honest with you. I'm going to just go ahead and disclose this right away. I am feeling a little under the weather. It's not a cold. It's not flu. It's certainly not COVID. It's actually a physical fatigue. I actually work in retail for my day job, and retail is brutal for the holiday season. So I am completely drained. But you know what? The show must go on, and you are so very important to me that I have to do this episode. And so thank you so much for bearing with me. But if you're new to the channel, welcome. Welcome. Thank you for welcoming my tired self. And for those of you who have been with me since the beginning or have seen a few episodes, I thank you so much. I wouldn't want to do this without you. I appreciate your support. Whether you're new or returning, I have an ask. And it is this: to please like, to please share, subscribe, and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube as we get into the haps. What is going on? There's always something going on, and we can get used to things going on as long as Donald Trump is on the scene. Now, you've heard about this whole border wall selling off the pieces, okay? Now, in a stunning turn of events, President-elect Donald J. Trump has already delivered a massive blow to the Biden administration's reckless, almost vengeful destruction of the border wall. I mean, we know who really is the president right now. That's Donald Trump, right? I mean, we have to technically wait until the 20th, but we all really truly know who the president is, and we know who the president has not been, okay? So while Joe Biden was very busy pretending to be unifier in chief, okay, and rambling about progressive fantasies, Trump was securing an epic win before even stepping foot in the Oval Office again. Now, what was the key to this triumph, you ask? Thank you for asking the question. Stopping the fire sale of the border wall materials, of course. Now, this wasn't just a victory for Trump. It was a triumph for common sense, national security, and the American people, who understand that borders are not mere lines on a map, but lines of defense. To us as Americans, these are lines of safety, okay? The absurdity of the Biden administration selling off border wall materials since 2023 is a spectacle of incompetence and reckless disregard for national security. There's no other way to put it. Now, while illegal immigration surged to unprecedented levels, okay, we actually don't know how many millions of people illegally are in our country living amongst us right now. Could be 12, could be 14, could be 17, could be 20. Okay, we know it's well over 10, 11. Okay, the Biden team decided to unload billions of dollars worth of border wall materials. These are materials that were paid for by American taxpayers, you and me, and could have been used to actually secure the southern border. But instead of finishing what was started, they sold off these critical resources like they were just some surplus inventory from a failed garage sale. Okay, it's almost as if the Biden administration believes borders are just imaginary lines, or that the safety of Americans, it comes secondary to appeasing the far left's open border fantasies. And that's exactly what they are, fantasies. The sheer lack of foresight and logic in this decision is staggering, to say the very least. And it serves as a stark reminder of the disastrous policies that have come to define this very administration. Okay, this failure of administration, this farce of an administration since 2020. The border wall was designed to protect the American people, but the Biden administration's solution was what? Throwing it all away like it's yesterday's news, okay? And let's please work expeditiously to make the Biden administration yesterday's news, okay? Let's not sugarcoat it, folks. Let's be savagely truthful in this moment. The Biden administration's plan to dismantle the border wall was nothing short of an act of self-sabotage. To anyone, even with a faint of understanding of logic, with half a gnat's brain, This was a direct affront to the sovereignty of the United States. But leave it to the Democrats to turn the border wall into a political punching bag, all while pretending that open borders will somehow solve any of our nation's problems. The only thing that was being built by Biden's retreat was a steady stream of chaos and confusion. But oh, enters Trump, America's bulldozer of common sense, who, with the flick of a pen, blocked this disaster from unfolding. And once again, I must reiterate, we know who the real president is, and he's already kicked in since November 5th. Okay, let's talk about the actual victory here, because there is a victory here to be celebrated. Now, this is all happening before January 20th, folks. This man, as we just said his name, we wrote him in, and instantly he starts ruling. In an unprecedented move, Trump took action before he even officially took office. Why, you ask? Because he saw the massive pile of border wall materials and thought, hey, we pay for this stuff and it actually works. Let's not just throw it away in the name of some ideological purity test. Genius, right? Now, while Biden's administration was dreaming up ways to give away the wall and giving away wall pieces like some sort of low-budget garage sale, Trump's team was tying up the loose ends of a program designed to secure the border, not dismantle it. See the difference there? Okay. This is what leadership actually looks like, folks. This is what it looks like. And of course, the media would love to spin this as some sort of political gamesmanship or grandstanding. They'll tell you that Trump is simply flexing his ego because he can't handle the fact that he's no longer president. But really, is it egotistical to stop a disaster from happening? It's not about ego. Is it egotistical to stand up for the security of your own country? No, of course not. It's what any sane leader would do. Any leader of any territory. Men do it for their households. They protect their households. We put locks on our doors, okay? This is just, we lock up our cars to protect our possessions. We lock up our houses to protect our loved ones and our property. Trump didn't take office to play nice with the left's delusions of open borders. He simply did not. He took office to get things done and to protect American citizens, something Biden is too busy ignoring as he is buried under the weight of his own contradictory policies. Meanwhile, as the Biden administration scrambled to figure out what to do with this precious pile of border wall materials, Trump's victory was quietly but thoroughly, very quiet but thoroughly, cemented. With a stroke of foresight, Trump ensured that no one, least of all the United States, will be paying the price for Biden's empty promises and politically motivated decisions. After all, you can't build a wall if you're too busy giving away all the bricks. So I say to you in conclusion of this, Trump didn't need to wait for his official swearing in to start winning. Okay, the winning began November 5th with a clear vision of national security and an unapologetic drive to protect the American people. He scored a victory before the ink on the Biden's administrative executive orders could even dry. The border wall won't be sold off or left to rot in some forgotten corner of a government warehouse because of Trump's foresight. And for that, we should all be thankful because, hey, let's face it, if Biden has his way, we'd be the ones left holding this bag of the worst border crisis in modern day history. So, hats off to Trump, who provided that even a lame duck can deliver a knockout punch. Kudos to Donald J. Trump. Now, we need to talk about these billionaires. Billionaires Club, we need to talk about it because what I'm seeing is a bending of the knee. A true bending of the knee to Donald J. Trump, which really speaks to his power, right? It really speaks to his leadership. It really speaks to his presence and what we can look forward to and how these tyrants will acquiesce to the will of the president of the United States-elect Donald J. Trump. What am I talking about? I'm talking about this $1 million inaugural donation to Trump from these billionaire elites. Now, companies that previously feuded with President-elect Donald Trump are now making seven-figure donations to his 2025 inauguration. Trump, Donald J. Trump, love saying his name, Trump, has butted heads with several Fortune 500 company execs over the years. We all know that. But following his presidential election victory in November, some of those same big business leaders are dropping major cash on the incoming president's exclusive inaugural festivities. They know who they want to be with. They know whose side they want to be on, and they want to be on the right side of Trump. Now, in the first term, everyone was fighting me, says Trump. This time, everyone wants to be my friend. I love it. Trump recently said this at a Mar-a-Lago, according to the Washington Post. What a turn of events, folks. Huh? What a turn of events. Well, 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 if it isn't the ultimate plot twist in this political saga, Ford Motor Company, Jeff Bezos, and Mark Zuckerberg, the once arch nemesis of Donald Trump, all coming together to hand over a cool $1 million to support his inauguration. You couldn't make this stuff up, folks. You can't make this stuff up. Just a few years ago, these powerful titans were fuming over Trump's business acumen and political style. But now, all of a sudden, it seems they've all seen the light. Okay? Or perhaps more accurately, they've all seen the green. After all, nothing says I'm on your side quite like a hefty financial contribution, especially when it's made by people who have spent years throwing shade at the man himself. It's almost like they have had a secret meeting to dust off that old Make America Great Again hats and finally admit that they were on Team Trump all along. Now, I'm not actually saying they were, but they know they need to be on it or at least appear so, right? Take Ford, for example, Ford Motor Company. Once the symbol of corporate responsibility, Ford was more than happy to criticize Trump's economic policies when they were in the heat of the moment. But what's this? What do we see now? Now they're shelling out $1 million like it's just pocket change. If you don't know any better, you'd think Ford had been running a side hustle in Trump, supporting his merchandise. It's almost as if they realize that the real road to success doesn't run through the halls of Congress. It runs straight through the Trump Tower elevator lobby, past the golden escalators, and directly into the wallets of corporate America. Kudos to Ford for finally understanding the obvious, what we have been saying all along, what we have known all along. If you can't beat them, just hand them a check. Now, I'm not saying Trump's for sale. In fact, I'm actually going to address that in the end. What I am saying is that they are smart enough to know that it's better to be on Trump's right side or at least warm him up a little bit than to be his arch nemesis. And then there's Jeff Bezos, the man who was once convinced that Trump was the end of democracy as we knew it. Do you remember that? Trump is the end of democracy as we know it. Bezos must have spent hours in front of a mirror practicing the art of the humble billionaire, because the owner of Amazon, as he is, has had a long-standing feud with Trump, with Twitter spats and news outlet jabs flying like confetti at a New Year's party. But lo and behold, Bezos suddenly realized, all of a sudden, realized that when you have a multi-billion dollar empire, maybe it's wise to make nice with the man who holds the keys to the nation's regulatory framework. Maybe he realized that it's easier to just stroke a check than argue about shipping taxes. Whatever the reason, and I just don't care, Bezos found himself contributing to Trump's celebration in a moment of corporate clarity. Now, let me say this, because I recognize that $1 million to these billionaires is nothing. It's like a penny. Okay, I get it that they're making a minimal contribution. The whole point is the fact that they're actually giving to someone that they absolutely hated. And in that, it's a victory. I guess even Amazon Prime can't deliver the political unity that $1 million donation can. And let's not forget, Mark Zuckerberg, the king of Facebook, Meta, who once saw Trump as a threat to his precious algorithm. Okay. Now, if you recall, and I have to remind you, Meta, which is the world's largest social media network headed by Mark Zuckerberg, suspended Trump's Facebook and Instagram accounts in 2021 after the events of January 6th, which Trump called an insult to his voters. In his new book, Donald Trump's new book, by the way, entitled Save America, Trump accused Zuckerberg of plotting against him in 2020. Now, I believe that wholeheartedly. Now, I'm quoting Donald Trump here in the book, which is, again, entitled Save America. He told me there was nobody like Trump on Facebook, but at the same time, and for whatever reason, steered it against me. We are watching him closely, and if he does anything illegal this time, he will spend the rest of his life in prison, as well as will others who cheat in the 2024 presidential election. Now, I believe this. The man wrote it, but I believe he thought it. I believe he said it, and I believe wholeheartedly that he meant it. And guess what? So did they. Trump, in his book, also accused Zuckerberg of always plotting to install shameful lockboxes in a true plot against the president. However, the relationship appeared to change course as the election drew nearer. They saw the writing on the wall as it got closer to November 5th, and they were looking at that disastrous call Kamala Harris. They realized that there was no way she was going to win this presidency and that Donald Trump, without a doubt, was making a comeback, right? And all of a sudden, they found their common sense. After Trump's Butler, Pennsylvania assassination attempt in July, Zuckerberg said Trump's fist pump in the air after suffering a bullet wound to the ear was one of the most badass things I've ever seen in my life, okay? That was him kind of starting the curve, right? Starting to soften. Shortly after Trump won the election in November, Zuckerberg met with the incoming president at Mar-a-Lago. Just weeks later, Meta donated $1 million to Trump's inauguration fund. Now, savages, you know I'm all about blocking memory holes. Let us not forget, okay? The social media czar tried every trick in the book to undermine Trump's presidency. But now, Zuckerberg has discovered the power of bipartisan donations. Is it a sign of repentance or just a savvy businessman's recognition that the times have changed, right? One thing is certain, Zuckerberg, like his fellow tech moguls, have realized that when the former president has the political muscle to shape the future, it's probably a good idea to at least be in his good graces. Mark Zuckerberg might have thought he could control the narrative, but even he knows that $1 million check is a more effective way to get your voice heard than 1,000 Instagram posts. The optics here are glaringly obvious, okay? Those once vocal anti-Trump billionaires are now lining up like eager school children at a candy store, donating to his inauguration and cozying up to him for a bid of favor. Ford, Bezos, Zuckerberg, these were the same faces on TV time after time after time during Trump's first term, spewing out critiques and criticism, trying to thwart his every move. Now, with the tides turning and Trump's return to the political scene being absolutely imminent, they've shifted their tune. This sudden reconciliation speaks volumes about how quickly these billionaires recognize the shifting winds of power. They're making donations not out of newfound admiration, don't get it twisted, okay, but out of necessity, okay? They understand, truly, they understand. They are smart enough to know that Trump holds the political leverage now, and it's a wise businessman who knows where the real power lies. However, let's not be fooled by their charitable contributions and warm smiles. They are clearly hedging their bets, hoping to cozy up to the very man they once tried to undermine. But here's the crucial warning. Despite these donations, these billionaires should not get too comfortable or overly confident. And this is what I was talking about earlier when I said I'd address it. Trump isn't in the business of letting anyone off easy. No matter how many checks they write, if they think their donations will protect them from accountability, they are sadly, sadly mistaken. Trump has always made it clear that no one is above the Constitution, particularly the First Amendment. Should any of these titans of industry dare to encroach on Americans' right to free speech or engage in censorship, they will feel the full force of Trump's wrath. They're cozying up to him now, might seem like a savvy move, but if they cross that line, they'll quickly learn that Trump doesn't forget, and he doesn't forgive when it comes to silencing the people. Okay, Trump's got the American people in mind. Don't get complacent, gentlemen. This isn't about making peace. It's about making sure you don't step out of line. This cozying up process just days before Trump's official swearing in speaks volumes about the imminent power shift that's coming on January 20th. The message here isn't just political, it's personal. These billionaires, who once dismissed Trump's brashness and political style, now understand that aligning with him is not merely a favor, but a strategic move. As Trump continues to dominate the political narrative, the financial elite are lining up for a seat at the table, ready to ride the wave of his dominance. This isn't a sign of weakness on Trump's part, mind you. It's a sign that his influence has not only endured, but it has grown. When the same billionaire who once tried to bring him down are now falling in line like eager apprentices, it's clear to the next 4 years we'll see a complete reshaping of America's political and economic power structure. One where Trump's fingerprints will be on everything from the economy to the very fabric of governance himself. Ford, Bezos, and Zuckerberg are simply the latest in a long line of former Trump critics who have come crawling back to the fold, clutching their checkbooks and swallowing their pride. It turns out that money has a funny way of making enemies into allies, especially when the man you once denounced is now the one holding the keys to the future. The moral of the story? When the winds of political change blow through Washington, even the most vocal detractors can be found clapping from the sidelines and writing a very generous donation check. Welcome to the world of corporate America, folks, where principles are as flexible as the bottom line. Please like, share, subscribe, and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. And remember, as always, be bold, be strong, be faithful, be true. Till next time, I'm Cicely.
The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis is a production of Front Page Magazine and the David Horowitz Freedom Center. Reproduction of this podcast without express written consent is prohibited.